Hey, it's Angie with the good news. Well, recycling is certainly good news, and it's something that many of us do, most of us these days. And joining us to discuss further, Adina Renee Adler. She's with the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. Welcome, Adina.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about China. China's been in the news, and there is apparently some kind of a threat to recycling as we know it.
Yeah. So, you know, we Americans are pretty darn good recyclers, and we collect about 130 million metric tons of recyclable materials every year. But even, you know, and it's a lot there, so unfortunately we can't use all of it here in the United States. So we do export about a third of that to many countries around the world. But of course, because of its manufacturing drive, China has taken about 40% of our exports over the years. But recently, they have started to kind of change course. They're trying to think about how to address a very severe environmental problem. And they're also trying to think about how to be better recyclers themselves. So this summer, they announced that they are going to ban the import of certain scrap paper and plastic from all over the world to try to prevent what they perceive as materials that pollute their lands from entering into China.
Well, obviously, we don't want to limit how much we recycle. So what are our options here for the recycling industry in the U.S.?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there are still other markets around the world, and certainly there's still a lot of consumption of these materials in the United States. But I think what we can do in our homes is just to be even better recyclers. How do we work with our communities to better understand what can and cannot be recycled? And how do we make sure that the things that we're putting in our bin are clean? For example, just taking a second to rinse out the pasta sauce jar to make sure that there's no pasta sauce left over that could inadvertently leak onto your recycled newspapers. And that way you have even more materials that won't be discarded. It will actually go straight into the recycling stream.
All right. Well, what else can we do, you know, it's just, you know, personally, rather than just look at what others and what countries and what industries can do, what can we personally do to make a difference?
Yeah, no, as I said, I mean, we start with just taking a second to clean things off
okay.
And, you know, maybe patting them dry, putting them into the bin. You can work with the communities, like I said, to understand what can and can't be recycled. We can encourage more education in our schools about not just how to recycle, but why it's important to recycle, because there are benefits to the environment in terms of keeping stuff out of the landfills and saving the energy that would be used to make new stuff. And also the economic impact. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of jobs that are supported by recycling and taxes that go into federal, state, and local tax streams. Ensuring that the communities are working more closely with the recycling industry. I mean, the better that they understand how these materials are used to make new products, then they know how to be better at separating and better at cleaning and making sure that, you know, there's that much more material that can go into the manufacturing process.
You know, Adina, oftentimes we'll see, like, videos about recycling, and we'll see people sorting. So I know people who think, well, I can just throw it all in with my trash and it'll get sorted. That's not the case, is it?
It's really not, because, you know, a human being can only sort so much, you know, per minute, per hour. We have recommendations on our website, for example, about, you know, what the materials recycling facilities or materials recovery facilities can do, such as sort of slowing down the belt. But if they slow that down, then you know, the materials start to back up. And so the more we can do at home to keep, you know, the rubbish out of the recycling bin, the easier it will be for those people to sort out, you know, this is plastic, this is paper, oh, that's unusable. There's less unusable stuff in that stream.
Well, that's good to know. You mentioned your website. I'd love to be able to go there and learn more. What's the website?
Absolutely. It's www.is.com. CSRI.org. We have a ton of information about what can and can't be recycled and how the recycling process takes place, what's happening in commodity markets, information that we can share with our schools. Everything you've ever wanted to know about recycling is on our website.
Excellent. Again, ISRI.org. Thank you, Adina.
Thank you.